السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ.
We pray that Allah may have show grace and remove worries on both sides, the administration's worries as well as of the guests who are coming. You must always remember that this jalsa Promised Messiah has started because according to the will of God, so that those who believed in Him, they can spend a few days listening to the spiritual addresses. They can put right their religious and spiritual condition. So these days are of great blessings, and when we can participate in the program started, spiritual program started by Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, our heart will kneel to God, and this prayer will also be included. O my Almighty God, O the Master of the heaven and earth, we have answered the call of your Messiah and have come to this gathering where for the exaltation of the name of your messenger, they do give sermons. And this weather, which is under your control, please stop them intervening and interfering with our programs. Certainly, by saving us from the negative influences of this weather, may Allah enable us to make this program successful. And the weather should not create any obstacle in our programs. May Allah so destine that this is how He should make it so. I remember when there was going to be Jalsa in Rabwa, then the Jalsa was held in December in the cold weathers, and sometimes there used to be rains. And the Jalsa venue was also under the open sky, and here we have marquees, and they used to have some covering of the ground, and despite that people used to sit nicely and listen to the program of Jalsa. Their warmth of their faith, no weather intervened, and sometimes in the deep cold weather in Qadian, the people come from places where they have no cold weather, and they are not accustomed to cold weather, and sometimes they don't have warm clothes. But we have seen that in deep cold weather, that people used to sit and come to the Jalsa for listening to it. I remember the Khalifatul Masih III had inspected the arrangements, and then during the address of the his address, there was a heavy rain, and there was no marquee around, no protection from the rain, despite the umbrella, which was only a small one, covering Hazrat Khalifatul Masih III. And it was such a heavy rain that there was no protection from this umbrella, and he was quite wet, and many people stood silently listening to him. And at least I remember for up to a half an hour there was very heavy rain, and there was no possibility of anyone moving. And wherever Khalifatul Masih was standing, there was such a puddle that his shoes were wet and his clothes were wet. And when I had inspected the Jalsa here, and there were very heavy rain during when I visited the Lady Jalsaga. And there were no marquees there either. The rain was so heavy that the marquee roof, because it was not triangular, the water continued to drip, and the time came that the marquee was split up with the weight of water, and the water came down suddenly, but the women and the so the people from Africa and from long distances, first time here the new Ahmadis had come to listen to the Jalsa, but none of them showed any concern and worry. So without any worries, they listened silently, and I didn't even realize that they were under heavy rain. Whenever the water came, some of them became wet, as I said, there was a continuous rain, and the water continued to come through the marquee, but the women and children sat silently. So the weather cannot affect the enthusiasm of an Ahmadi and his faith. Whether he lives he comes from Asia or Europe or Africa. Here someone says that some people from outside may come, but those who are living here for some time, they may have fear, but now because of the traffic, there is much rush outside, and they cannot do. But the weather cannot affect the warmth of our faith, but I hope that Allah wants that rain to continue, and the arrangement of Jalsa will not be upset, and you will all cooperate with the organizers. And I said that some people are coming, some people must be on the way, and inshallah it will not affect the attendance either. In any case, from the negative influences and this weather and this rain must not give us displeasure of God. And in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray in the heavy rain, Allahumma inni asaluka khaira wa khaira ma usilat bihi wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha wa sharri ma. Oh Allah, there was a rain and a wind yesterday, that oh Allah, should save beg from you the good, outward good and other good, and I also seek your protection from the outward and the inner harm, and therefore begging Allah's protection, you should continue to kneel before Him, and we should have good from God, and may Allah save us from all kind of harm. Especially these days, you should put emphasis on the prayer. As I said, in UK there is always there are rains, and in so other countries also. Therefore, where Allah has enabled us to gather in one place and say prayers, we should take full benefit. There is no difficulty before God. Despite the weather forecast that the next 2 days there will be rain, may Allah protect us from these rains, and our jalsa should conclude as good as it can be. And the blessings of jalsa, with the blessings of jalsa, we should return home. May Allah always make us beneficiary of His rewards. And with reference to the Jalsa, I want to remind the guests also, those people who have come from outside have participated for the first time, and also those who have been coming for many years, but most of them would need to be reminded of some matters. Similarly, I want also to remind, and have already reminded, the organizers of some matters. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reminded the guests and the hosts that they should look after each other. There is a hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever believes in the Allah and His hereafter, that he should honor his guests. And hospitality is one day and one night, but general hospitality is, if it's more than three, it is charity. And the guests must not stay too long and put the host in difficulty. For a believer, the hospitality is a precondition of believing in Allah and in the hereafter, and he said they should honor the guest. What is the honor? That cheerfully he should serve him, and he should welcome him and bring him home, and he should not say words which can hurt his feelings, and he should honor him, and not only with his words but with his high moral values. He should treat his guest with most sincerity, and he should not even have an indication that his coming is putting the host in difficulty. With your means, you should serve them in the best possible way for his stay and his food. And all this a believer would be doing for his guest to win the pleasure of Allah. And each one has their own limited means and difficulties. So it says you must do hospitality for one day and do it formally. But after that, it is a general hospitality. And the guest has been reminded that you should keep these matters in view, and you must not be a burden on your host, and to tell him that your putting burden on your host is not liked by God, and after third days it becomes sadaqah. So this command is such that the guest and the host, both of them are reminded for their duties, and it also saves them from unnecessary formalities. Likewise, the host also is reminded, and the host, so that the mutual love and affection can continue. As long as by keeping in mind the one's duty to the host, he will not put too much burden, this relationship and love and affection will continue. But if you are putting unnecessary burden, and there is a prolonged hospitality, then this is not hospitality. It becomes a longer one, becomes a charity, but only for 3 days. So it is necessary that both of the parties should do their duty by view of each other's rights. Sometimes a guest has to stay a bit longer, and therefore the Jamaat arrangement is only for hospitality for 15 days. Those hosts who have come especially for this purpose, they should benefit from this and be benefited. She has done for those who participate in Jalsa. You should keep in mind that rather than that the administration or other should reflect that they are harming this relationship, they should the guests should themselves return, especially those who have come from Pakistan who wants to return, and they have come purely for the sake of Jalsa, but some people continue to work here and put burden on the Jamaat. Likewise, there are some who come with the intentions, they have come from last year. Let me make it clear that those who come on the Jalsa, whether they have come from Pakistan or Bangladesh or Japan or any other country, the British embassy has given them visa so that they can participate and attend Jalsa. So this trust which the embassy puts on the member of the Jamaat, it must not be harmed, because the Jamaat will have bad name, and those who come for the future because of this, that some of your members who have come for the Jalsa have not returned, they refuse visas. In this connection, you must also remember that a few people have asked, applied for asylum by going to other European countries. This is not allowed either. That all those who come, they should have good intentions, and after be benefiting from the blessings of Jalsa, they should immediately return. Another thing that I want to remind both the host and the guest, that there are guests from foreign countries, and I have to remind them, and there are also the people who are living in this country are attending the Jalsa, that this Jalsa, whose foundation was laid by Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, purely for religious aims, everywhere and at all situations you should reflect Islamic character. And there is Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that he visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and submitted, "O the Messenger of Allah, when I see you, I am highly pleased. So please tell me about everything." And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah has created everything from water. He said, "You tell me a matter, if I act upon it, I will enter paradise." He said, "You should give a currency to Salam and feed people and say worship when people are sleeping, and then you will enter paradise with peace. Whether you know somebody or is a stranger, you should bid salam to them." These are the Islamic morals, that you should make currency, give currency to salam. Because when you are bidding salam, then you are giving everyone the message of peace and security. And this will remove the alienation of the hearts and animosity. And sometimes people start dislike and so much from each other, they distance themselves, that let alone doing salam, they don't even want to see the face of each other. Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you should bid salam to each other. So these days you should benefit from this surroundings, and those who don't like each other, they should end these dislikes, and they should be first to say bid salam to each other, so that the spiritual situation with which they want to benefit, they should have the true blessings of it. So Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said, one of the aim of the Jalsa is that those who come, new Ahmadis and others, will see each other, and this way that the mutual love and brotherliness will increase. If there are splits with the previous relationship, then the new so that this atmosphere of peace should attract the blessings of God. But you should do salam. This is also to increase the love. You should honor and respect your near and dear ones. And he said that also, beside the obligatory prayer, you should also give attention to the optional prayers. And the large people who are staying here, they do pay attention to do nafal, but a large number of people who live in homes, and during these days, they should make arrangement for their obligatory prayers as well as the optional prayers. Right, instead of sit late at night in gatherings with their relations and continue to hold gatherings and do not sleep at the right time so that they can't wake up early. And that you should sleep at the right time early and offer optional prayers, nawafil, so that you can benefit fully from this surroundings. And the Allah and His Messenger give you a surety that this will take you to paradise. In connection with making currency of bidding salam, there is a report that once a companion he bid salam to each other. He said, "Let's go, I'll go to the bazaar." And he went with him. Some of you must have already seen it, and through minibuses and shuttle service, there is also arrangement to bring you to the Jalsa and take you back to the car park. So in this connection, all the people should give full cooperation with the administration, and they must not complain that we have parked too far away or parked there, but they would only allow you to park here because the earth, the land here is very soft because of rain, and therefore you must cooperate with the administrators and organizers. And when there is an arrangement of with mini buses, with the courage and patience, you should wait for the shuttle service. And you should come patiently here. Last year, that people were most impressed with our organization. You must not let that be harmed. You should adhere more to the organizers, that you should tell them that in all kind of situations we can keep our discipline. Another important matter with reference to security, I want to say to all attendees that you should give full cooperation and I should say that to all those who are workers and others, that you should you cannot ignore any arrangements. I want to say to the ladies in this regard that sometimes they don't like too much security, and therefore you must cooperate fully when they are checking you. And there is no disgrace if somebody is checking you. I said some people, I have heard that some complain that we have been checked even if we are not carrying anything. Every office bearer does not know others. Sometimes they have to check more the ladies. They are compelled to do that. And if they were checking the men also, they must not dislike it. There is checking on Jummas and on Eid occasions. And sometimes I have been checked and I don't dislike it. When Khalifatul Masih Rabe had made me the local Amir, I was checked, given security check, and you must never dislike it. Every Khadim does not know you fully. Therefore, you should also give full cooperation to the security check. And you must never complain that you have been checked. Khalifatul Masih II, there is an incident in his life that in Qadian, when the situation was not good, and that the people may not despoil the graves, they also had got it checked in the Putra security in Bashti Maqbara that without the code which everyone was given, without it they would not come. Khalifatul Masih Sani once went during the night and he told his name and Khuddam said, I cannot allow you until you give me the security code. And Khalifatul Masih Sani expressed great pleasure that these are the true servants who have done the security, and this arrangement is only for our own advantage and you must not dislike in any way. But whether they are ladies or men on duties, I better tell them that you should change your attitudes and never express which can be hard feelings or any feeling that you have not respected others. Sometimes people show harshness unnecessarily. May Allah make this jalsa blessed and everyone is kept in every way in his protection, and there should be nothing which should disturb anyone. As I said, that generally all those who are taking part and those who are on duty must keep an eye on their surroundings. If everyone will be alert, then no mischief monger will have any opportunity. And you must know that if there is a doubtful man or woman, you should keep it in mind and inform the people on security. And you must intervene yourself. And till the security staff comes, the stranger must not know that you are keeping him in check. And everyone should keep their identity cards with them. And whenever you have been asked to show, you must show your identity card to the organizers. As I have already said last year, despite all the worries, the people around here, and they were most impressed by our organization. This year also, you specially keep this in mind. Allah may enable us to show them the highest possible character, and also pray for the houses you have left behind. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to pray, and the prayer was like, there is a report that Hazrat Abdullah bin has reported that when the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took on a journey, he used to pray that he used to protect from worries of the journey, and also to show anything which he disliked on his return. May Allah protect us from all harm, and neither should the journey should harm us nor the weather condition should. And those who are participating in the jalsa, we should pray. And the Promised Messiah is praying that for them. He says that whichever people who come to this jalsa with the difficulty of journey, may Allah give them great reward. And he should give them reward of every step they have taken. Ameen. He Promised Messiah also says, I will end on prayer that everyone who is taking on a journey for this divine jalsa, may Allah be with them and give them great reward and have mercy on them and remove their difficulties and make the situation easy for them and remove their worries. And he should also deliver them from all difficulties and give them all their aims. And he should raise them with those people on which he shows his blessings and grace. And right up to the end of the journey, he should look after their affairs behind them in their absence. Ever merciful, and those who remove difficulties accept my prayers. and with the brilliant signs give us victory over our opponents. Ameen Summa Ameen. May Allah make us beneficiary of all prayers of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له فنشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله